Cameron McAdoo. Hey, first ride for Geico. Started up front, got a decent race. You got to be happy with the main event.
Yeah, you know, we're here to build and obviously get the best result we can. But after, I want to say, 8 weeks of not racing, and it was almost like being back at round one again. It's like the jitters were there a little bit, and I definitely felt tight in the main event. And the first five laps were, I did struggle, but that's all going to come with experience, and we know it. So you can train all you want, but there's nothing that's like racing. So I think it was definitely a good night to just build on.
Yeah, it was one of those tracks, too, that got really tough. So, you know, on top of you, say, like you said, fourth or fifth Supercross and been off for a while, now you got to deal with this track.
Yeah, I mean, the track was really gnarly tonight, and it was gnarly all day, really. And first practice, I was like, okay, yeah, it's going to be a really rutted track. And then by the end of our main, shoot, the Supercross triples were hard to make. And then I had to change up some lines and some rhythm sections that I didn't want to do, but it was what I needed to do to stay safe. And the track was very demanding physically, mentally, and just everything on us and the riders and the bikes. And you know, you even saw it in the 450 main, like those top, like the very best guys out there, and they're struggling too. So it was a very demanding track.
Well, hey, and we know you jumped over from the Moto Concepts team, but you've been off of their bike for, you know, since Daytona when you hurt your hand. But I'm interested in the differences between the Hondas. I mean, look, Geico's a well-funded team, but I know somebody who's ridden the MCR bikes, and they said they're pretty good too. So compare the two bikes if you can.
I mean, MCR's bike was great, and so is Geico's. And I'm still, you know, getting used to the Geico bike, and they are different and different in their own ways, but you know, the engine is different, the suspension is just, everything is different, but they both built a great motorcycle.
Yeah. One thing about being on a team, and I was a mechanic for a while, you got to be also smart enough to let the team help you. There's a lot of smart people there. They give you a lot of options. So, you know, in a way, that's a bit of a skill that you have to acquire.
Yeah, it really is. And like testing, I mean, obviously I'm a rookie, and I'm still kind of new to the whole team things, you know. I was never on teams as a amateur, and so it is nice to have all the guys behind me and Geico. They've won multiple championships, and they've got this bike really dialed in, and for me to be able to go out there and not test myself into circles, and it's awesome to have them say, you know, hey, maybe we should try this or that, and then let us know what you think. And so, yeah, I have a great group of people behind me.
Okay, Clayson and A-Ray, they're 20 laps, they drop the gate. Who's faster?
Oh, my gosh.
I got to get an answer because each one of them claims it's them.
Man.
I feel like A-Ray has more berserker speed.
Yeah, I think if you put a stopwatch on each of them on a track they've never ridden, I would say A-Ray would probably take it. But in a 20-lap main, I think Cade's got some fitness over A-Ray, but
A-Ray says he's stocky.
Yeah, he's stocky. He says he's thick. He claims he's thick, but he says for how hard he's going to train this summer, watch out. Right. So we'll see.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.